Open your Bible with us this morning to the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. And you know what I'm going to talk about this morning? We're going to talk about on this side of the cross. On this side of the cross. Not making light of it, but we have to walk in the light as we see the light, right? He said, God is light, in him is no darkness at all. If we do what? Walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Am I right? So they had a song, you know, say at the cross, where I first saw the light, you know. Praise God for that light. But you know what? At the cross, a death took place. I'm going to say it again. I said, at the cross, a death took place. If we stay there at the cross, we will never get to the place of victory. I'm going to say it again because that's got to soak in. At the cross, thank God, we're not minimizing, thank God, because he had to go by the way of the cross. Had to. That was part of the journey. But if we stop there, we won't get to victory because a death took place. Hallelujah. So, victory came in resurrection. If there had never been a resurrection, we still would be lost. Death had him, but death couldn't keep him. Are you with me this morning? I said death had him, but death couldn't keep him because a resurrection took place. And in that resurrection, a new man came forth. A new race of people came forth in that resurrection. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And here's what we want to get the revelation of and get the revelation in our spirits. And this is why we keep feeding on, teaching, reading, confessing, believing. Because we are growing in this. We don't have the full revelation of it. But God wants you to have it. That this resurrection that took place, death can't touch him. He defeated everything. I'm going to say it again. He defeated everything that was against God. Every enemy of God was defeated. Totally defeated. Never, listen to the word, never to rise to victory. There's a song has this phrase in it. The enemy boasts himself so proud, telling you what he's going to do to you. But there's no God as big as mine. Talk your talk, devil. But I want you to know, I'm going to announce to you, there is no God, including you, as big as mine. Too big a problem. You can't find it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there's nothing to fear. And that's what he brings, is fear, trying to frighten you with what he's going to do. But that there's nothing to fear. Had a little cartoon, and I'm sure y'all remember that it always comes on, and he made this statement: "Have nothing to fear. Underdog is here." But I don't know about underdog, but I know about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to Acts 2:24. People, I think I've said this before, and I know I have, and many times things bear repeating. We need to do repetition. We need to reiterate, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so Acts 2:24 says, whom God has raised up. Whom God, see, he just didn't die. If Jesus had just died, he would have been another dead man, died on the cross, because they had crucified people before Jesus. When he died, God, and he met every demand. He satisfied the claims of justice. He met every demand that justice required for a resurrection to take place. Other words, he met every demand. And when he met every demand that justice required, the debt, the sin debt that man had that was owed, was paid off. It was paid off, paid in full. And I know you and myself that have lived any time on earth, you have purchased some things, whether it be property or house or stuff that goes in the house or automobiles, whatever. And many of us purchased those things. We bought them on term. You made monthly payments or 6 months payment or paid by the year, whatever. But once it was paid off, did you keep making the payment? Once it was paid off, did you keep making the payment? No, they sent you what? A title deed. Or you had a contract that you signed that it says so many payments to be made on this item that you purchased. And once all those payments were made, if they send you if it was 24 and they sent you a 25th payment, you pull up your contract. Say only 24 is due, and I'll pay them all. Jesus paid all 24 of them. So Satan been trying to pull up a 25th payment. Are y'all in the house? Are y'all in the house? He brought this coronavirus telling you that you owe another payment. Just tell him, no, you way behind, boy. This was paid off 2,000 years ago. You have to catch up. You can't put this on me. You can't make me pay for this. You have no right to do this.